live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A production of Shakespeare in Love comes to the ADC Theatre this month, and I'm really pleased that Chris Hudson and Kerry Hibbert from the cast join me today. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about the play? I know of it, but I don't really know the story behind it.
Yeah, okay, so it's adapted from the film and set in the 1590s when Will Shakespeare is quite young, quite early in his career, and he's trying to make his way as a playwright, but at that point feels he's being outshone by Christopher Marlowe, who's the big writing star of the day. He's promised a new play to two different competing theatrical impresarios, and he hasn't written a word of either. He's just got the awful title of Romeo and Ethel, the Pirate's Daughter, which we know turned out very differently, but he's looking for inspiration, he's looking for his muse. And then one day he meets Viola de Lesseps, who is a young noblewoman who loves the theatre. And they meet at a ball that he sneaks into. He falls in love with her, she falls in love with him. And because she's such a great lover of the theatre, she disguises herself as a boy so that she can audition for his theatre company, who are putting on Romeo and Juliet, as it becomes. And she manages to fool them all in the best traditions of Elizabethan theatre and takes part in the first production of Romeo and Juliet. That's kind of the plot in a nutshell, without giving too much.
Yes, away. Exactly. No spoilers. So, Kerry, what part do you play?
So I'm playing Viola, who's the muse of Shakespeare. So lots of costume changes, lots of changing between a woman and a man, which is at speed sometimes as well, which is confusing. Might go on with my tash on sometimes, but hopefully not. Yeah, and she loves, like Chris was saying, she loves the theatre and just will do anything to be there. So yeah, dresses up as a man and fools everyone until the end.
And Chris, what part do you play?
I play Will Shakespeare.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. My favourite playwright, so I get to play him on stage, which is fantastic.
Now, is there any truth to any of this, or is it all complete fiction?
Well, I would say it is a fiction, really. I think there are elements of things that really happened that are mentioned in the play. So Christopher Marlowe, I don't think it's too much of a spoiler to say that in real life he was killed. In his prime as a playwright, really, and in the play that is mentioned, it's kind of covered a little tongue-in-cheek, and I think the events surrounding it are a bit murky in real life anyway, so I think it's kind of fair game to portray it in the way that it's portrayed in the play.
And how are rehearsals going?
Yeah, really well. We had our first sort of costume run at the weekend, which was hectic, but it was good. We're definitely getting there. Lots of different costumes, lots of really bright colours and lots of pantaloons and men in tights, and it's all very exciting.
And did you mention there's an animal in the play?
Yes, yeah, we do. We have a dog, a real life dog on stage. They always say don't work with children animals, but here we are. So he's been at rehearsals, rehearsing his part in, which is very exciting.
And how's he doing?
Yeah, not too. Yeah, really well, actually, considering he's a dog. He's doing very, very well.
He's actually word perfect.
Yeah. I would say he's not being too much of a demanding diva then.
No.
And who would you say the age group that the play's aimed at? Is it for all, or is it for sort of secondary school onwards?
Yeah, I think probably secondary school onwards. We do have a member of the cast who's 10. So I suppose if he can take it, then maybe kids around that age group can. I'd say there are what you would call sexual references, but nothing particularly explicit. It's in terms of what you see on stage, there's probably a bit less than there is in the film, if anybody knows that.
Okay, that's great to know.
Yeah, and there's no particularly strong swear words or anything. I mean, it is sort of Elizabethan time.
Oh, very good. And when is it actually on?
The 19th to the 23rd of April.
And that's at the ADC Theatre. And how do people get tickets?
On the ADC website.
ADCtheatre.com.
That's it, thank you.
That's great, thank you. Right, and is there anything else you want to add to that?
I just think there's something for everyone in this play. I don't like, if you're a Shakespeare fan, there's some nice little references in there that you might catch. But also, if you're not a Shakespeare fan, I think it's still funny and they're still accessible to all, I think.
That's great. And Chris?
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier to follow than what people would expect of a Shakespeare play. Mm. Although there's some of the dialogue from Romeo and Juliet and a couple of other plays, most of it is, the language is a lot kind of easier to follow. Also, we should just mention that 23rd of April is Shakespeare's birth and death day.
Oh, yes.
So we get to be on stage doing a play about Shakespeare, in my case, playing Shakespeare twice on that day. So I think it's a fantastic coincidence of timing, and a great way to celebrate the person I consider to be our greatest writer on his birthday.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you very much to both of you. And break a leg, as they say.
Thank you very much.
Cambridge 105 Radio.